A Western Massachusetts state senator has been tapped to lead a commission on public school transportation. State Senator Adam Hines, a Democrat of the Berkshire, Hampshire, Franklin, and Hamden district, has been appointed to co-chair the commission by Senate President Karen E. Spilka that was established by the 2019 state budget.
Well, I've been making a lot of noise on regional school transportation and education budgets in general, and so the squeaky wheel gets the attention, I guess.
Hines district comprises the westernmost end of the state, a hilly, sparsely populated area with a pair of small cities in the Berkshires, Pittsfield and North Adams.
When we talk about education funding, it is one of the pots of money that has been a real problem, especially for our rural schools, is regional school transportation reimbursement. And there was a fundamental promise by the state to, you know, if municipalities and if towns were to increase and regionalize school districts, the transportation costs would be reimbursed at 100%. That has not happened.
State Auditor Suzanne Bump released a report in October 2017 that called for the state to fulfill its commitment to 100% funding for regional transportation and to overhaul its relationship with its 58 regional school districts and their almost 107,000 students. In Berkshire County, there are 10 separate school districts that represent a range of communities, each with their own needs.
School transportation in the Commonwealth, there are multiple layers to it. You know, there's regular ed transportation. Those are the school buses that drive around and pick up kids every day, school buses that drive around, drop kids off at home every afternoon. Then there's transportation for special education and disabled students. There's vocational transportation. And then there's a piece that sort of often bleeds into vocational education, which is regional transportation.
That's Pittsfield Public Schools Superintendent Jake McCandless. He oversees a student body of almost 5,400. Because it's not a regional district, it receives no state money for transportation needs.
In Berkshire County, there's several districts, a Lee, a Lenox, a North Adams, for instance, that run buses, you know, sometimes great distances, picking up kids to bring them to school. There's no reimbursement from the Commonwealth, whereas our regional neighbors, Central Berkshire, Berkshire Hills, Southern Berkshire, those, you know, Adams, Cheshire, those kind of places, soon to be Williamstown, Greylock, Lanesboro, they actually get a percentage of reimbursement.
Dr. Peter Dillon is the superintendent of the Berkshire Hills Regional School District, which has just over 1,200 students. He says the level of reimbursement the district has received ranges from 30% to 70%, though he estimates that this year it will cover 80% of expenditures.
Each year, districts are losing money and resources, and they're forced to make up those costs with local funds, and money that could be going to teachers is going towards paying for buses.
This school year, he estimates that Berkshire Hills will spend upwards of $350,000 on transportation. Dillon says that could pay the salaries of 5 to 6 full-time teachers.
Bigger than busing and transportation are the rising in costs of health insurance, of special needs or special education costs, of working with English language learners. So I'm hoping this is puts a spotlight on a funding formula that's broken, and we start here fixing transportation costs and reimbursement, but it opens up a wider conversation.
In the meantime, Hines and his commission of 11 will begin their work.
We're mandated to have at least 5 public meetings. We'll be taking a very close look at best practices and policies that other states have taken on, and really understand how schools are going about their transportation methods and do an assessment of their costs and their budgets and come out with a set of recommendations by the end of 2019 that we can hopefully take action on in 2020.
Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.